And this series of sermon on forgiveness is very, very important that we learn how to forgive. And God forgives us for a reason. It's not just so that we can feel good and we are blessed to feel good when God forgives us and loves us, but God forgives us and he empowers us to forgive others. It's not just about us. It's about those that God brings us into contact with to love, and also those we come in contact with. God has called us to be examples of his grace and his mercy and his love. So here's the point. Here's the message that I'm trying to convey over these last week and this week and a few weeks yet to come. God forgives us for a reason. God forgives us, and then he empowers us to forgive others. Imagine the whole world empowered. God living in our neighbors and our friends, our classmates, and they're reflecting forgiveness and love and appreciation to one another. Oh, what a wonderful world it would be. And that can happen. And it starts with you and me and how we live and how we reflect that forgiveness. Not just being forgiven for forgiveness' sake. God forgives us and empowers us to forgive others. We're on a mission. We need to be aware of our neighbors or our relatives, of our friends, and ask God to give us that discernment that when they are in need, when their hearts are broken, when they are down, that we would be like a healing balm that comes over to comfort them, to let them know that God forgives them. That's the best news ever. It is the best news anybody could have, that God not only loves them, God forgives them, that God is not counting our sins against us. That's good news. That's the gospel. And that's why we're going through this series, so that we can be instruments of God, that we can bring his love and his grace, his power to other people. We live in a divided world. There's so much hatred and division. It's amazing. But God has sent us into the world to preach the gospel and to forgive others. Yes, even forgive our enemies. I want us to turn to a couple of places today in the Bible. I won't go to a lot, but we may linger at a few places this morning. I want us to turn to the book of Romans. And I want us to look at verse 14. Very important verse. Listen what the Apostle Paul has to say to you and I. If we realize now we're on a mission. And what is that mission? God has forgiven us, and he forgives us and empowers us to forgive others. That's our mission. Now look at verse 14 here in Romans. Bless those who persecute you. Say, oh, I don't want to be on this mission, Pastor. I don't want to do this for the Lord. You want me to go and bless those who are blessing me out? And you know what I mean by blessing you out? That means they may be cursing you out. Bless those who persecute you. Say, what? I'm supposed to bless somebody who is persecuting me, who is out to do me harm. I am to bless them and not curse? Well, the natural thing to do is you call me a so-and-so, I can call you a so-and-so 10 times worse. That's not what God has called us to do. That's not how he wants us to be. God has forgiven us of our sins, and he has sent us to sinners to help them embrace the forgiveness of God. And God empowers us to do that. He'll give us the boldness and the courage to even try to reach our enemies and our haters. You look at society today, it's not only divided, but you have so much hatred and the lying and the putting down of different people and the attacks It's an evil world. But God has come to bring light to the world, and we are the lights through Jesus Christ. Bless those, verse 14, those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. You mean you can't call them a so-and-so when they've called you a so-and-so-and-so twice? That's right. We're bringing light to the world. We are light bringers. And God forgives us and empowers us so that we can forgive those who curse us, because it's hard when somebody is misusing you, abusing you, cursing you, to not want to retaliate. The test is this. Do you believe that Jesus Christ lives, rose from the dead, and has power? Power to even love those who killed him. Now we're at the cross, aren't we? Jesus died for those who cursed him, for those who killed him. That same power, God gives to us, and he empowers us to forgive our enemies. This is what forgiveness is about. That's why we're going through these series of sermons and preaching these messages, because there's power there. Not in the demise and tearing other people down, but really building him up. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony. One with another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of a low position. You see, God works through us when we are humble. He supplies us everything we need. We no longer say, look what I've done. No, look what he has done by his grace and mercy. Do not repay anyone. You say, oh, no, it's payback time now, Pastor. I don't know about it. It's payback time. It's not. It is time to bring light to the world. Anybody can pay somebody else back, but not everybody can love the person who attacks them, who is out to kill them. This is the gospel. This is the good news, that the world can be different. There's another way of life that's way above this, and it involves an empowerment of forgiving other people. Be careful and do what is right in the eyes of everybody. You mean I can't get back? That wouldn't look right, would it? So-and-so goes to church on Sunday, and then they cussing on Monday. No, that doesn't fly. God's calling something better for us to live. And he's calling us by forgiving us of all of our sins. While we were yet in our sins, Jesus died for us. He didn't wait till we got ourselves together. While we were in our sins, he died for us so that we might live to him. And he empowers us with that same power in us to forgive others. Forgiveness is a choice. Yes. Forgiveness is also an act of love and mercy towards others. But most of all, listen to me now, this is very important. Forgiveness is an act of faith. It's an act of faith. You say, okay, what does that mean? An act of faith. We can say act of faith, trust God, so forth. It's an act of faith, forgiveness is, to believe that God will take care of the person or persons he has called you to love and to forgive. You see, because in the back of our minds, man, that's weak. You know, I'm supposed to let them do that to me and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I don't do anything bad. Hey, God can handle it. He should have it. He's almighty. He's all present, omnipresent. He's all powerful, omnipotent. We don't forgive, and forgiveness is hard for us because we're not convinced that if we don't take revenge on this person, then they'll just get away with it. What we are expressing when we say that way or think that way is that we don't believe that God is almighty, omnipresent, omnipotent, that God can take care of them. You don't have to worry and work to get even. Or people think you're a weakling. Because God takes care not only of you, but he takes care of them. Therefore, you don't have to do a payback mission and get yourself halfway killed. God can take care of those who have despitefully used you, abused you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The issue is, do you trust God? It takes faith in God to forgive. It takes faith in God for you to rest from your war. See, we carry around with us this battle. It's not only on the battlefield, it's also up in our heads. Because we always are thinking about what they did to you or to me, and legitimately bad things. And you're worried about it. It just ain't right for them to be able to get away with that. Da, 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 da. Listen, God can handle it. He can handle it. He says, trust me. He says this, bless those who persecute you. And you can do that. Bless and do not curse. Why? Because God's got them. And God wants to use you to redeem them. God forgives us and empowers us to forgive others. And when others see the power, the peace, the love and joy that we live in, not with all the stress and all the evil of payback, they'll say something's different about them. And you're not worried about taking vengeance. Because the scripture, I'll go through this at another time. My time is marching on. Vengeance is God's. He says, I will repay. I'll take care of that. Do you believe that? So therefore, here's the point. Forgiveness is a matter of faith. Do you believe that God can take care of you and those who abuse you, hurt you? And we're going to look at how to do that in next week a little bit more. I just wanted to present it today because it's very, very important. God has called us to forgive. God has called us and empowered us to forgive others. And I want us to think about these scriptures. I want to read just maybe a couple more scriptures with you. Again, in Matthew here, I'm sorry, Romans says again, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. People are watching you. They know you go to church. What they really want to know and what they really want to see, does church come with you? Do you life out? Do you live out the gospel? That you really are different from any other neighbor? That you have the faith to believe that God will take care of and they can take care of you in any problem you're in, and you don't have to have revenge. You can let it go. You can let them go. See, forgiveness is more for you and me than for those who are enemies. We're told to forgive our enemies, but the mission is on us. Because if we forgive them, we will have peace, love, and joy, and the fruits of the Spirit. But if we're still walking around talking about them, well, you know, girl, you know, man, you know, so-and-so, they... You go back to the liquor store and we defame people. We rehearse how bad they are to friends and neighbors, maybe so much, not that, but in our own mind. Yeah, it ain't no good. Da 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 da. And that's why they got me. And da 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 da. It's amazing the things that go around in our heads. And we keep repeating them. We keep repeating the wrongs that were done to us. And as long as we keep repeating them, guess who is in control of your life? those people you're talking about. Why? Because you keep rehearsing it. You say, but you don't understand, Pastor. I don't understand. You don't understand my end either. But we all understand the Lord, that he is our peace and that he takes care of all of that. We don't have to keep carrying around evil people up here in our heads. We don't have to think about them no more. We forgive them. We release them. They don't control us no more. They don't live in our head anymore. They're gone. But now Christ lives in us. He walks in us. He talks with us. And it gives us joy. But as long as you're still thinking about what so-and-so did to you, if we're still talking about it in our heads, guess what? They still live in your head. And they don't have to. You're free. God has come to set us free. And one of the parts of being set free, I want to ask you to do this for me between now and next week. Pray for those. That's what the scripture says. Pray for those who despitefully use you and say all men are evil against you. Pray for them. You say, oh, that's so hard. Listen, that's releasing it. You're bringing it to the throne of grace. And you're asking God to deal with that sin. And you're asking God to forgive them. Yes. Forgive your enemies. I'll get more scripture reading next time. I just want to kind of just break the ground a little bit. That we can have peace. We can have love and joy as we trust in the Lord to take care of all of our problems, all of our enemies. And we're free now. We're free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's run to the Father. Let's pray first. Then we're going to sing that song about run to the Father. O Lord God, we come before you and thank you that we can even talk about some very painful subjects. We are thankful that you give us freedom and that we could be free at last and praise you. Thank God Almighty that we're free at last. Give us the empowerment to forgive our debtors. Forgive those who have wronged us, abused us, hurt us. We need supernatural power to do that, Lord. We're used to the old way. We're used to walking them same trails up in our head, and they're all worn out. And we need you. We need to walk in your grace and your mercy. Empower us. Give us strength, supernatural strength. Give us peace of mind. Give us rest. Give rest to our weary souls. Enable us to forgive others without hating them, knowing you, Jesus, that you will take care of them, that you will mend the brokenhearted, even our broken hearts, and that we can walk in boldness and strength. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for forgiving us and empowering us to forgive others. Thank you so much, Lord. And we come to you. We run to you in Jesus' name. Amen. When you think about that song in light of what we spoke on today, heart needs a surgeon, need a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. And we're coming to the Lord now in this Lord's Supper, in this communion where we commune with him and we're empowered to forgive others. Remember that after the Lord's Supper, after Jesus ate of that, he went with the disciples and he was crucified. He let his enemies crucify him, for he knew that would mean life for even his killers, that the blood that he shed covered a multitude of sins, even the sins of those who nailed him to the cross, even those who cursed him while he was on that cross. Notice his spirit of forgiveness. He said, Father, forgive them. He was empowered by the Holy Spirit. And God forgives us and empowers us to forgive others. But Jesus cried out, Father, forgive them. Wow. For they know not what they do. God forgives us and empowers us to forgive our enemies and those who persecute us, those who say all manner of evil against them. He gets us. He forgives. That's the light of the world. That's the light that God empowers us with. And people come to see that this is real. When you can love your enemies. Wow. And then Jesus, while they were eating, Jesus took bread and gave thanks. And Father, we thank you for this bread. The body of your Son that you gave willingly, that we eat of. And even as our physical bodies are strengthened by the eating of bread, we're strengthened by your Spirit, by the blood of Jesus, the wine that washes us of all of our sins. Bless this bread. And bless this wine, the blood of Jesus that forgives us of all of our sins and forgives all of our enemies. Oh, Lord, thank you so much for so great a sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. Do bless this bread and wine as we eat and drink of it. And we think of the freedom we have in you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And while we eat and drink, we will play the song, He Loved Me. He loved me.
Searching for something and someone.